Welcome to the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com, where each week we take a look at a mysterious disappearance, object, place, or other mystery in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, why not consider buying us a coffee? Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 16, The Mystery of the Lead Masks Case. The Lead Masks case is one of Brazil's most enduring and perplexing mysteries, a strange incident involving the deaths of two men under circumstances that remain unexplained to this day. Found on a hillside in Rio de Janeiro in 1966, the bodies of the men were discovered with no visible signs of trauma, but they were wearing bizarre homemade lead masks and carrying cryptic notes. The case has puzzled investigators and conspiracy theorists alike, with theories ranging from extraterrestrial contact to secretive scientific experiments. Decades later, the mystery of the lead masks case continues to captivate the imagination, with no definitive answers as to what happened. The story begins on August 20, 1966, when two Brazilian men, Manuel Pereira da Cruz and Miguel José Viana, left their homes in the town of Campos dos Goytacazes, located in the state of Rio de Janeiro. Both men were electronics technicians, and they told their families that they were heading to São Paulo to purchase supplies for their work. They had apparently made plans to return the next day, but neither of them was ever seen alive again. Days later, on 21st August, their bodies were discovered by a local boy on Morro do Vintém, a hill on the outskirts of Niterói, a city near Rio de Janeiro. What the police found when they arrived at the scene has baffled investigators ever since. The two men were lying side by side, fully clothed in formal suits and raincoats. Most peculiarly, both were wearing lead masks over their eyes, similar to the kind of masks used to protect against radiation. These masks, which had no eye holes, were homemade and crudely cut, as if designed for a specific purpose. However, there was no immediate indication of what that purpose might have been. Despite their unusual attire, there were no signs of violence, struggle, or injury. The men were simply lying on the hillside, dead. The investigation into their deaths revealed several other strange details. Nearby, the police found an empty water bottle and a packet of wet towels, along with a notebook containing a cryptic message. The note read, 16:30 be at the agreed place, 18:30 swallow capsules, after effect protect metals await signal mask. The meaning of this note has never been fully understood, but it seems to suggest that the men were following some kind of plan or instructions. The reference to capsules has led many to speculate that the men may have ingested some kind of drug or poison, but toxicology reports were inconclusive, and no traces of any toxic substances were found in their bodies. One of the most baffling aspects of the case is the presence of the lead masks. Lead is commonly used to shield against radiation, which has led some to speculate that the men were involved in a secret experiment or were trying to protect themselves from some form of radiation. However, there was no evidence of any dangerous levels of radiation at the scene, and the masks themselves appeared to serve no practical purpose in the context of the men's deaths. The question of why the men were wearing lead masks remains one of the central mysteries of the case. In the absence of clear evidence, a number of theories have emerged to explain what happened to Manuel Pereira da Cruz and Miguel José Viana. One of the earliest theories put forward by investigators was that the men were involved in some kind of scientific experiment, possibly related to their work as electronics technicians. It was suggested that they may have been trying to make contact with extraterrestrials or conduct an experiment involving radiation or electromagnetic waves. The cryptic note and the lead masks seem to support this idea, as they hint at a plan involving specific times, instructions, and protective measures. Some have speculated that the men were part of a cult or secret society that was experimenting with spiritual or paranormal phenomena. In the 1960s, Brazil saw a surge of interest in UFO sightings and paranormal activity, and it is possible that the men were attempting to communicate with extraterrestrial beings or access higher states of consciousness. The reference to capsules in the note has led to the suggestion that they may have taken hallucinogenic drugs as part of a ritual or experiment. However, without toxicological evidence to support this theory, it remains speculative. Another theory revolves around the idea of a suicide pact. Some investigators believe that the men may have been coerced into taking their own lives as part of a belief that they would be transported to another dimension or receive some kind of signal from beyond. The fact that the men prepared for their deaths by wearing formal clothing and bringing along items such as towels suggests that they may have believed they were going on some kind of journey, rather than simply ending their lives. However, this theory does not explain why no toxic substances were found in their bodies, nor does it clarify the purpose of the lead masks. One of the more outlandish theories is that the men were victims of a covert government operation or experiment. Given the geopolitical tensions of the Cold War, some have suggested that the men were unwitting participants in a government program involving radiation or mind control. The secrecy surrounding their deaths and the lack of clear answers have fueled speculation that authorities may have been involved in a cover-up. However, there is no concrete evidence to support this theory, and it remains in the realm of conspiracy. Despite the various theories, the truth behind the lead masks case remains elusive. The investigation was hampered by a lack of evidence and the failure to preserve key details from the scene. For example, the bodies were not thoroughly examined until several days after their discovery, making it difficult to determine an exact cause of death. Furthermore, crucial pieces of evidence, such as the capsule mentioned in the note, were never found, leaving gaps in the narrative that may never be filled. To this day, the mystery of the lead masks case continues to intrigue and confound. Whether the men were part of an experiment, a spiritual ritual, or something more sinister, their deaths have left behind more questions than answers. The case stands as a reminder of how little we sometimes understand about the world around us, and how even in an age of science and technology, there are still events that defy explanation. The enigma of the lead masks and the cryptic note may never be solved, but they continue to inspire curiosity and speculation, keeping the mystery alive for future generations. I hope you enjoyed that episode of the 5-Minute Mysteries podcast from 5minutemysteries.com. If you did, why not leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts? And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutemysteries.com/coffee to see how. Also, please check out our other 5-Minute podcasts. You will find them all at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.